grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Yes, yes, back again. It's marijuana media time. You just cracked open a beverage.
I did. Oh,
what is that then?
Kia ora.
Kia ora, how's it going?
I'm a bit, I've been racing to get here. There's so much on the news, I kind of need one of these terp drinks just to...
Turpentine.
Stop me from being so parched.
Terpene soda.
Well, tell you
shout
what,
outs to Good Herb Soda.
Listeners of Marijuana Media, I tell you what, the good news that we have all needed for so long is we have a new mayor.
Where is it?
This is Whakatane. This is Whakatane. We're all moving there.
We might
this
have
is Whakatane. Nandor Tangsosh. Russ Nandor is now...
Shout-outs to Nandor Tangsosh. When I was a teenager, I really thought he was so iconic. And he is. It's skateboarding to Parliament with his long dreadlocks, smashing his little watch with his... Say,
time's up.
What a groundbreaking dude.
Hemp skateboard, by the way.
Oh,
developed at Waikato Uni. That hemp skateboard he was on.
Nice. Well, congratulations to him.
Congratulations.
And congratulations to the people of Whakatane for that. That's a very good...
I couldn't agree more. I was just about to say it.
Awesome.
Good on them. Don't we all want to move there now? I hope there's enough room, Nandor, if you're listening. And it was so... I got to agree, it was so cool listening to Nandor last night, actually, on Radio New Zealand Nights.
Mm-hmm.
And flicked that on. And... it's like a serene... I feel calm just remembering it now. It's like, my little happy place.
Look at that.
So good. Putting well-being first, not just all about the dollars, was the essence of the talk, I think.
Imagine.
Yeah. Good on him. Hopefully we can get him up sometime. Come on the show. Nandor, of course, brought in the clean slate bill that's helped so many people by wiping all those bullshit convictions from long ago that can haunt people, including minor cannabis charges. Also got a cannabis inquiry going back in 2002-03. Came super close to recommending legalisation until this worm on TV with Peter Dunn and a bit of controversy over corn derailed it. Mm. And that's kind of relevant because this week, most of the news, in fact, even on Radio New Zealand, they've talked about it too. Most of the news this week has been about this Safer Drug Laws report that the New Zealand Drug Foundation put out for the 50th anniversary, the Golden Jubilee. If you will, the Golden Jubilee of the Misuse of Drugs Act. Hope everyone used their special golden bong and golden papers to celebrate that. So what this recommended, if we could catch up with what they were saying.
Yes.
Basically, get rid of the Misuse of Drugs Act, repeal and replace it with a new health-based legislation. Decriminalise all drugs. They point out Portugal did this back in 2004, I think. 21 other countries have decriminalised all drugs. 34 countries have decriminalised or legalised cannabis now. So
it's time for us to catch up.
Exactly. We'd hardly be leading and pioneering on this. And really, though, part of the block, like I just alluded to with Nandor's inquiry 20-odd years ago, it's the politicisation of the process. It's baked into law. And so politicians can't get their heads around it, they can't think straight. Yeah. And here we are in this kind of like stuck for 50 years under a crap law. So create a new agency that takes those politics away and empower that agency to actually make the changes.
Yes.
Without having to continually go back to Parliament. And that could include decriminalising psychedelic therapies, safer utensils like vaporisers and things like that. But get going straight away with the lower harm stuff, so just regulate them right now. They gave the example of cannabis, and that should allow people to grow their own and should allow... What they're saying is kind of like a middle ground. So, you know, outright commercialization in a kind of alcohol type model was the referendum, narrowly rejected, 51-49. And so if we step back a little bit from that and go, well, how about a more palatable version, which is your non-profit, non-commercial cannabis clubs that are membership based. These are in places like Uruguay, Malta, Germany, Spain. This is in fact the model that I was advocating all those years ago, because I think it would have won. Because that was a lot of, we even saw that with the Dopey Dairy ads and things. That was people imagining the worst and going, oh, there's going to be shops on every corner. Whereas cannabis social clubs, well, we can all imagine what that would be, a bit like an RSA or a surf club, whatever. You join it and you're a member. If you're not a member, you don't go there.
When I was in Spain, and I was like, I would like to smoke some marijuana because it's legal or whatever. That was my understanding. And then I thought, oh, let me look on a map. And it was just like maybe 2 or 3 cannabis clubs. And I didn't want to go. You know, I was like, yeah, I don't think I would like to go to a thing. It's like, so, you know, not that it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, there's positives out of it. You know, it might be like, I would like to go to that, or I would like not to go to that because it might not be something that I'd like to do. I think it's a good step in regulating it, you know?
Yes, you do need choice. They make this out in the report. There's a trade-off. When you have more commercial models, you displace the market. You give people more options. Legalization, you know, cannabis becomes... The cannabis people are using is legal quite quickly.
Exactly.
And when you restrict it and don't give people choices, you're struggling. But then you can have maybe more control over health things. So there's kind of a balance, I guess.
Exactly.
Which is certainly
it's
what they're pointing
true.
To there. Spain, it might have been a marketing thing too, like in terms of not doing it, because they've certainly had, by one count, Barcelona alone had about 800 at their sort of peak. And I think
maybe
they scaled that back a little bit. Maybe they said you can't go online or... Because they were kind of aiming at tourists, but that's part of it too. If tourists are there to consume cannabis, you want them to do it legally, not to be going down alleyways and you know, lurking around the shadows and sort of thing, you know?
No, none of that.
Yes, indeed. I would say, out of all the coverage, and it wasn't that much, there's sort of... anyway, the best is probably the Herald. Derek Cheng, he always does a good job with all the data, lots of graphs and things, and a good kind of deep dive, if you want to read in on it and share it around. But in that article, Simeon Brown saying, well, no, New Zealand voted for tough on crime, and to change the laws would be counter to that.
The tough on crime thing is only...
It's
so subjective, isn't it? They don't care really about crime.
What's the type of crime, right? Why would you want to waste police's time with a kind of made-up crime like this, something that shouldn't be one, versus actually going after what people care about? You know, safer streets and burglaries and things. You could give police a hell of a lot more time to actually do that. But certainly we see that on K Road. They actually just dropped in just as I was leaving to come down here.
Mm-hmm.
And a little friendly visit from our local cops just to see we're all good. And not to actually harass us or anyone else, but just to see that things are all fine. So we are seeing a few changes, I guess. There's a few. Slowly.
Mm-hmm.
I would say as well, if you're looking for ammunition or things to share with people or just want to school up on it, Media Science Centre had all the experts giving their direct quotes. Good place to go.
There you go.
But what I would point out, not everyone thought this was great. You know, a lot of it did. It was all these people saying, you know, decriminalising drugs, best way to combat addiction, existing drug law is a colossal failure, need to do something different. You know, these were sort of headlines.
Yeah.
Harm Reduction Coalition Aotearoa, though, was a little bit critical, saying, well, didn't actually outright say we should legalise, it's just kind of more tinkering, and it's referring to a report that the Law Commission did back in 2011. It's like 14 years ago, and we've moved on, and those were really timid recommendations at the time, and they're still really timid now.
True.
Yeah. Over on the Daily Blog, Martin Bradbury said, it's another drug report no one will listen to. And there's a bit of truth to that, too. But ever more optimistic is Russell Brown over in The Listener. It's paywalled. Welcome to the Cannabis Club is the article. We talked about going to the Cannaposium, which we've talked about here.
Yes.
A couple of weekends ago. One of the speakers was Sarah Helm from the Drug Foundation, so he really kind of uses the column to talk about this report. And as he points out, while that might have been true in the past, things that no one listened to, now we've actually got the way forward. And the way forward is what we alluded to before, that all these countries have already done it. So we're not kind of pioneering or anything like that. But they've all shown you can do this within the international treaties, which has always been a block up till now. They're always saying, no. And in fact, even that Law Commission report, that was one of their terms of reference. Only something that's possible in international treaties. We're not going to contemplate changing them or whatever. And their interpretation time was very conservative. They thought that Canada was outside the law. And as it's proven since then, no, actually, you can do it. You just have to regulate it and have, like, you can't have no law. You have to have a licensing or a system, you know, and focus it on harm reduction. So, yeah. But yeah, and actually, reading the Safer Drug Laws report, they do talk about that some of this Law Commission report would actually be, you know, it's a bit conservative and out of date, but it's a starting point. Let's just not get bogged down in a whole other inquiry.
Yeah.
Let's just use that as our starting point and get going.
Yes. Bare minimum.
Yeah.
You know? Something different.
Well, you know, if you think about it, if all drugs were decriminalized and we had a new agency to rapidly respond to things, it wasn't based on bullshit politics, and you had immediately for cannabis, home growing and cannabis social clubs, that's actually pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. I think it would simply boost the economy as well. It's like everything they would want.
Oh, absolutely. You're bringing all that money back in. Instead of barrels of cash going moldy in the bush,
yeah.
And, you know, money that enters the illicit economy, no matter who's on that side of it, if people are forced to be outside and in the shadows, all that money is a suck on the economy. It's all being drained and hidden and taken away.
It's quite short-sighted, this government. That's all I'm going to say about
it. You'd think they'd know these things. Burl, of course, this is something Martin Bradbury pointed out. Burl did a little investment, 5,000 jobs and over $1 billion in tax revenue. Is what we're looking at. We need the jobs. We need the tax. Come on.
Come on.
So, unfortunately, though, I want to get off the negatives in a minute, but we've got to wade through them. And that's why I started with Nandor. We're deep in the shit sandwich of the turd in the middle, which is all the coverage of that report was outweighed by all your standard dross and dribble of all the dropkicks who are providing cannabis to people, the people that you're forced to consort with, waving guns around at people, being caught with sawn-off rifles next to their grow tents.
What the hell?
Like, what the frick?
That's fucking scary.
Half a ton of weed found in West Auckland last week, and everyone goes crazy in all the media. That gets more coverage than this report. None of this coverage refers to the report or that we could possibly talk about changing the law. Come on, media. We'll do the job for
it's
you,
though. It's pretty crazy.
And meanwhile, though, and another one that got me even more outraged, in the press, health struggles filled Nelson Mann's cannabis operation. This was a guy, medical cannabis patient, making some gummies and oils, and a bit like Gandalf, finds people want them and starts providing them to people who are sick and dying, and now he's on trial down in Nelson.
Jeez Louise.
Police are continuing to prosecute Gandalf. Meanwhile, he was going to be in court today. That's been deferred to 15th of December. That's, I think, the second or third deferral. Shows that their case is very weak.
Yeah,
and
true.
Yeah, just drop it, guys. Jeez. He's literally Gandalf the Green Fairy. I mean, come on. What else? And Hell's Dubious Pizza, you remember that, eh?
Yes.
I've got the grinder.
How did I forget?
The presence of this very grinder was used to... Oh, look, there's some weed in there. The presence of that very grinder was used to uphold this complaint. The Advertising Standards Authority upheld a complaint against the Hell's Dubious Pizza campaign.
It's hilarious.
Which itself was about raising awareness of stigma and about how bullshit people, you know, about the thinking is around it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh no, that wasn't clear enough.
They
you were talking
right
about
in
medical.
The trap.
Yeah, it wasn't clear enough you were talking medical. So if there was a hint that you were talking about the other stuff, then complaint upheld.
Honestly.
So it turns out, according to that ruling, perhaps, you can't even talk about changing the law or whatever. Like, I don't know what they think they're thinking. Yeah, anyway.
You'd
very
think,
odd.
Yeah, this it's not making a lot of sense.
So, if we could go back to the good news, though.
Yes, please.
Nandor's mayor!
Yeah, shout outs to Nandor. Someone texted in saying Nandor saved me from a jail conviction. Wiped 25 years of looking over my shoulder for 120 plants. And separately, wow. 4 ounces of Te Puke Love. That must be a strand or a strain, as they call it.
Wow,
shout outs to Nandor.
That's awesome. I love it. Send in your favourite Nandor stories.
Please.
Of course, he used to be, for people who don't know, he used to be Green MP for 9 years. That was the watch smashing.
And he said, I'm sick of this shit.
Oh, yeah. And it took, my observation, it took him an equal amount of time to decompress and get over it.
No doubt. I could imagine that you would need a lot of decompression.
It's only a certain type of person that can, you know, survive in that kind of place. But Whakatane, fortunately, has Nandor and Whakatane have hit it off together. It's great. He, of course, is one of the founders of the Hemp Store.
Yes, I've heard this.
Back in the day.
That's so cool.
Indeed.
What a legendary taonga. The Hemp Store?
All right.
Shout outs to the Hemp Store.
Also, one of the founders of the Aotearoa Legalised Cannabis Party. Which I heard a mention of on the One News this week. I happened to walk past the TV and it said legalised cannabis and they're on 1% in their poll. So they read them out and I thought that's great. So any party out there, of course, go ALCP, you want to make a statement, give them your vote. But the other parties surely must be thinking, well, there's a 1% I could grab.
Yeah.
Maybe that's useful to them.
True stories. I need to stop saying true stories, oh my gosh.
Oh, but well, we stick to the truth around here. You've got one more day to see Shane Barron Hemp Textiles up at the Hemp Store. Speaking of which, that's been awesome. Seeing people will check it out. Give us a ring if you want to hook up with the doctor. Halloween is at Halloween night, Friday 31st. That's very soon. a couple of weeks. Whakamana, Cannabis Museum, around the back of the hemp store, in fact. And speaking of the Harm Reduction Coalition Aotearoa, they are doing a symposium to mark the Golden Jubilee of the Misuse of Drugs Act. That's on the 5th of November, if you're down in Wellington. It's at Victoria Uni. I might head down if I can get there. And J-Day, awesome. Of course, coming up, 6th of December.
I'll be there.
Good.
Is that at Albert Park?
It is, just over the road.
Gosh.
The traditional home of protest and free speech.
Exactly right. Bring it back.
We never went away.
It's true. We never went away. It's been here this whole time. Awesome. Well, there's some positive news and some ghastly, ghoulish stories as usual.
Yeah. Yeah. The classic turd sandwich.
turd sandwich.
Enjoy the grinder. Put it to good use.
Are you giving it to me?
Go for it. It's probably
awesome.
A collector's item now.
Needed
eh? It's a collector's
new grinder.
Item right there.
And you know where I'm going to put this right away? In the freezer.
Nice.
There
that's the
go.
Tip.
That's
keep your grinders in the freezer, people.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris. Banging.
All right.
So.
Do it, man. That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.